Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. It's April 26. Absolute pleasure to be joined by City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Martin, it's good to see you.
It is wonderful to be in here, and I'm glad you're back amongst us.
It is great to be back, I tell you. Well, we've got lots to talk about today, Martin. First off, we got to do a very special shout out.
I want to do yesterday, and it's a double shout out. First and foremost, to the individuals that are running our hospice here in town. It's hard to believe that at one point we didn't have a hospice in Stratford, but a big shout out to all those individuals involved, volunteers and people that man that place. And I visited a young man yesterday, last night, had a wonderful visit with Tim Percy, and I said I would mention him on the radio this morning. So Tim, it's a shout out to you. I know there's some struggles there, but certainly we have had a great relationship as a principal and students. So, Tim, big shout out to you and to the hospice and all they do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. Okay, let's talk about city council off the top.
Let's go with, you know what? Talking about city council, I'm pleased to be part of a city council that's the most diverse that we've ever seen in our city, which is a great reflection, and we might come back of our community as it becomes more diverse. But I was so honored to be able to do my first State of the City address I think it was last week, Thursday maybe, I can't remember, but
I
do remember that it's day 156 for me when I presented, and it was a humbling experience to address a full house at the Country Club, and thank you as well to the Chamber, Eddie Matthews. As they were referred to as Sheddy, Shannon and Eddie did a great, you'll have to check that out, but he's got a new handle. I'm not sure if it's Shannon handle or his handle, but for the Chamber of welcoming me to that event in the Country Club, of course, a beautiful location. Mm-hmm. You know, Eddie called me 3 days in and said, we're sold out. So It was certainly a blessing, you know, and I think the pinnacle of that morning is prior to just getting my energy and calming my nerves a bit, circulating through the room. There's a gentleman, new resident to Stratford from Afghanistan, running a small business. And, you know, you talk about diversity, you talk about individuals coming in and having an impact in our community culturally and economically. Right away, there is a gentleman sitting there, and I said to him, I said, you're here? He says, I wanted to come and hear you speak.
Wow.
So that is a huge shout out. And certainly the breakfast was great. Not sure about the speaker, but we got through it.
Come on. Now let's expand on what we've been chatting about here in terms of with our city, with diversity, equity, and inclusion, because we hear these words more and more. I don't know if you want to expand
on
that. You
know, absolutely. And as I shared, overlaying all that I talked about that day, all the decisions we make, you know, the economic decisions that we make in our community need to reflect the growing diversity in our community. And it is growing. And maybe we'll get to this later on, but one of our greatest economic drivers in our community is industry, still is. And when I walk in those plant floors, and I'm almost through all of them in town here, whether it's an industry that has 19 people or 1,200, the number of people that are new to our area, and a story shared with me from Rick Rose at Scheffler that over 70% of their applicants are from immigrants, with India and Africa leading the way. Mm-hmm. You know, and he said, you know, jokingly, it used to be Milverton Shakespeare, and that's where we are. And so you know, that diversity needs to be celebrated. As I said, you know, it's reflected even in our own city council, but needs to be celebrated and recognized, and us to build what our new immigrants need. And the piece, one of the things, and not only for our immigrants, but current people, is housing. And yep. You know, that was one of the pillars I talked about, you know, throughout the conversation, that, you know, the housing piece. You know, so diversity is so key. You know, I think about my mom and dad emigrating, and they were white, blue-eyed people, and the challenges even at that time emigrating. And now we have people emigrating from India and Africa come with a whole different other challenges, but certainly needs to be celebrated and embraced.
All right. We were chatting with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Rithma with lots on the agenda today. We are going to be talking about mental health challenges, increased mental health challenges.
When we talk about equity and inclusion, we need to talk about how we address that in our community, you know, because we know everybody, if they're not directly impacted by mental health challenges, poor mental health, as I say, they are indirectly by a family member or a close friend. And so we have to continue to knock down the walls around stigma. And the number I shared the other day at the State of the City was 50% of all calls to the Stratford Police are mental health related. And it brings to a couple things to mind. You know, the partnership with Huron Perth Healthcare Alliance and the Stratford Police with regards to the Mobile Crisis Rapid Response Team, MCRT, and how that ride-along support with the mental health worker, it takes us from 50% of those calls that police get, only up to 88% are dealt with on scene. You know, so they're not being arrested. As I shared, and I had a great conversation with Solicitor General up in Toronto last week, and he made a shout out to City of Stratford for the holistic approach. And this is Solicitor General of Ontario, Michael Kurzer. He made a shout out with regards to the holistic approach, you know. So as I shared with him, we're never going to arrest our way out of those challenges that we have. So mental health is part of that equity inclusion piece.
All right, fair enough. And yeah, we've got lots on the agenda. Yes. I don't know if we're going to get to everything today, but let's talk about the Grand Trunk project.
Yes, and you know what? There's lots there. We're moving quietly but purposely forward with that project. More information will come forward. Maybe in a couple weeks when I come by, we can address that in a little bit more depth, but certainly some good news with regards to some more of some of the decisions that are coming out legally that are going to just once again reaffirm that, you know, the City of Stratford is the owner. We're going to be moving forward with that project. Things will come forward to council with regards to the citizen advisory group. So, yeah, we've got some work on that, but would maybe tease a wee bit here today and follow up a little bit more on our next visit.
And Martin, I understand you're one of the guest speakers for Friday's Day of Mourning. We were chatting with Patty Jo Lidner,
Patty
with Stratford and District Labor
Council.
Yeah,
great job yesterday morning. And we have to respect the fact that all workers have the right to go to work and knowing that they're going to come home safe, whether it's from illness, disease, or death. I talked to a dad yesterday that his son was on site with the death of a friend at workplace. So sometimes it's a person directly impacted or indirectly by somebody being ill or, you know, plagued by a disease, factory-based, or death. But a shout-out to our local industry. Amazing cleanliness and safe place. It's just amazing.
So again, Day of Mourning with the Stratford End District Labor Council is this Friday, 10:30 a.m. at Upper Queen's Park. But again, potentially rainy day, but do dress for the weather on that. And one more thing, you've been out and about at so many events, Martin, but let's talk about Earth Day.
Earth Day, a big shout out. That was a huge success out of Factory 163.
Yeah, that was a busy spot that weekend.
There are more events coming forward from that didn't get sorted. We know we have some river area cleanups to be done, but also tree planting in combination with Eisen and Stratford District Secondary School. This Friday, there's going to be some tree planting out at Eisen as a continuation of those Earth Day activities.
Excellent. Lots on the agenda, lots on the go with the City of Stratford Mayor Martin Rithma. Martin, it's always a pleasure chatting. Thanks so much for all of the details, all of the information. We appreciate your time.
Look forward to the next one.